So the Giannis stuff, I know it got a lot of attention yesterday with Giannis after the Bucks went down in five to the Heat, this after being a number one seed, and Giannis had that whole thing, the exchange with the reporter, which I thought was very intelligent. It was respectfully done. It wasn't like Giannis flipping out. I wish more athletes would handle themselves the way that Giannis did in that particular spot. However, he's wrong. It was like, My Cousin Vinny, Mr. Gambini, that was thoughtful, whatever, but well thought out, overruled. That's what it was. Yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful speech. Everything you said was great. Problem is, you failed. There's no way to slice it. There's no other way to put it. You failed. That is an epic failure. I wish I could follow up. I wish I asked that question was in there and after all that he was going on. No, Giannis, here's the thing. You're a number one seed. You failed. Like in life, you're doing great. Sure. In this series, you failed. You missing free throws, failure. Your coach, failure. Your season, failure. You can't be a number one seed and lose to a number eight seed in five games, no less. Not to mention that you choked away game five. You had a nice lead late. So it is a failure. I mean, he's a great guy, superstar, intelligent athlete. No question about it. And I love what he said. But come on now. Giannis is clearly looking for a participation trophy. I mean, I think that's what we're getting at here. There is no failure in sports. Everybody wins. Give it up. Give it up for the Bucks. Hey, it's a good year. Give it up for the Bucks. So what? They were a one seed and expected to go win the NBA championship. So what? Give it up for them. Hey, you know what? They tried hard. You get an A for effort. Five games to Milwaukee to Miami. You know what? You still, what a heck of a year you had. I mean, now you got NBA players wanting a participation trophy. Imagine Patrick Ewing ever saying something like that, where every single one of his seasons was basically called a failure because he never won a championship. This is one of the great players of all time, of course, and one of the great players in this city, a New York sports god, dare I say, Patrick Ewing. Now, obviously, looking back, his career was a great success, and there were a lot of seasons that I do think should be looked at as successful, even though they ended short of the ultimate goal. But a one versus an eight seed going down like that? Come on, dude. That's not the time for that speech. Let's say the Bucks lost in the second or third round in six or seven games. You know, ultimately their goal is to win the championship. Let's say they fell short of the championship. Let's say they lost to the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Final. Let's say they lost to the Knicks in the second round. I guess if they lost to the Knicks in the second round, that would be deemed a failure. But let's say they lost to whatever. They didn't win the championship, but lost in the third round. Still a failure, but I can understand where Giannis would be saying, would you be calling this a failure? Come on, what is it? If we don't win the championship?